Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Byers with sports.
I try and bring the C-plus game.
I mean, my man had to run across three lanes of traffic.
It's non-sequitur time.
Well, I've done some weird things on Ambien.
Want an LB story?
Nope.
Nancy know-it-all newswoman Danielle.
I love frequent sex. Like, once I get mine, if I feel really, really great, leave me alone.
Oh, my God. I had the biggest lady boner on the planet.
Danielle, yes. I'll be back. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so big.
And the angriest nerd in the galaxy, Mark Hsu. Mike Hsu.
I also love watching paint dry.
I guess I ate too many hot Cheetos.
Is that cred?
Yeah, the street cred.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
Who's checking these people? I mean, nobody knows anything, and you can't talk to them.
You are the only morning show to listen to in the Boston market.
Is it 10 yet?
Save it for the book.
Everybody.
Oh, hey, there he is.
Welcome back, sir.
Somebody's alive.
You'll notice that I began my first show in the new studio a little bit early this morning.
All right, let's not start with that.
It is 6:01.
Your shoulder hurt?
And how did everything go yesterday?
Oh,
awesome. Oh, it was just fantastic. You didn't miss anything.
No.
Everything was beautifully worked out, and the technological things were firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask. Were there a few technological glitches?
One or two.
Yeah. They weren't operator error, Mr. Hsu. Were they? No?
Possibly.
All right. Well, I'm here. I apologize. You know me. I like to have a strict work schedule, and I don't like to call out sick, but I would have infected everybody yesterday if I came in here, and I'm probably affecting some of you. I probably would be infecting some of you if I were to have been here yesterday.
Magic question.
Yes.
Did you get the Z-Pack?
I did not get the Z-Pack. I thought about it yesterday, but then you're always complaining that yes. I'm going to be the reason that the Black Plague returns and takes the entire Earth out because I overuse antibiotics, so I avoided the Z-Pack yesterday. But let me tell you something. You've never seen such disappointment on the face of anybody as I saw on Mrs. Hill when I told her I wasn't going to work yesterday.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
And she said, what? You're going to be... Wait a second. You're going to be home all day?
She had to cancel an appointment.
She had to cancel several things that were scheduled to go on.
And what'd she do? She go shopping?
She disappeared for many, many hours.
A little cold for a 6:45 tea time, isn't it, Jen?
Listen, you know, early on in a relationship, when the guy gets sick, the woman does all kinds of things to help the guy out and to make him feel more comfortable. And that doesn't happen in the later years of a long-time relationship. But I will say this. When she went to get herself a coffee, she returned with a big slice, a big hunk of banana bread for me.
Oh.
You know, and
that
I thought
nice.
That was
delicious.
And that was gone in about, what do they say? Feed a flu, feed a fever, feed a cold.
Probably the best cake ever.
Do you
melt the butter in the pot and then pour it all over the butter cake?
Well, I'm a fan of melted butter, but I did not do that yesterday. Oh, you got to turn me up, Hsu.
You are cranked all the way.
I'm cranked all the way?
Yeah, that's one of our challenges.
Oh. That's one of the problems is that this – actually, some people might prefer that my microphone is not turned up all the way.
All right.
See, this is going to drive me nuts today. Like all these text messages say, turn up the volume. They say pump up the volume. Pump up the volume.
Dance, dance.
Dance, dance.
Just wait until we go to commercial. And the people listening on the app are going to get blown out of their headphones.
Oh, the app is louder during the commercial than it is.
We've been having a little mic cranking challenge, I guess you could call it.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, how about if I yell?
Oh, God.
You don't want me to do that? All right. Well, let me figure out what the number is to call in the new studio. If you want to be on this morning, you can call us on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-WAAF. So that's 764-9223. Texter says, my mic is low on the app, but sounds fine on the radio. So, of course, that is going to be the issue. Now, the radio.com app is the only way that you can take this show and this radio station wherever you go. So if you haven't downloaded the app yet, you should do so. There's no charge to you, the consumer, but you can download our app at any time and enjoy this radio station anywhere in the continental United States. Let's see. Here's a text that says, the best part of being in the new studio is I can't hear Greg bang on the desk.
Well,
hold on.
Yeah, try that out.
Can you hear that?
How's that? Oh,
how about, can you hear me shuffle papers?
We tested that yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Now it's in digital.
Oh. Yeah.
Danielle shuffled nicely.
Even more crisp.
All right. Here's a texter asking if I liked nuts in my banana bread because they prepared it yesterday. That doesn't sound right.
Wait a minute.
That's not nice. Let's try. Did you guys take phone calls yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It seemed to be okay.
All right. Let's see if we can talk to Jesse, who is on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Jesse.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, Jesse. I apologize for missing work yesterday. I promise I will not miss work. Unless it's a scheduled vacation day until the end of the 2018 year.
All right, listen, the first time we watched Making a Murderer, you were not sure if Avery did it or not.
Yes.
I don't want to wreck it. I know we can't talk till Wednesday.
Yeah.
Is he innocent or guilty after watching this one?
First of all, a lot of people were tweeting me and suggesting that I stayed home yesterday just to finish Making a Murderer season two.
Believable.
And that's somewhat believable, but
you're
not
an
true.
Addict.
But I will say this. Stephen Avery is completely innocent.
I agree 1,000%.
Wow. He is an
if you people haven't watched it, watch it.
He is an innocent man doing time.
Exactly. Amazing.
He's also, I can relate to the fact that he is also a man in prison with a broken heart after that hoe tried to lure him into a marriage just to get publicity for herself.
And you're wrecking it now. Now you're wrecking it.
And I will say this: his new lawyer.
Yeah, that woman is amazing.
She is the most amazing woman in the world.
I swear. Yes. I never thought the second season could be better, but it was.
No, is anybody else? Shu, you watched a little bit, right?
I only got through the first episode because, you know, Daredevil also premiered this past weekend.
Yeah.
So I had to nerd up. But yeah, what is her name? The lawyer?
Kathleen.
She's a striking woman in the sense
is.
Where
yes.
when she, just looking at her while she talks, it's just like, I've gotten many people out of it. It's just,
well, you
oh
can
my
tell
God.
She's very successful because she drives the Cadillac and she has big, gigantic fake boobs. So
those are the markers right there.
That's how you can tell
all women lawyers have fake boobs, dude. How do you win the judge over? boobies.
Don't make me laugh. It's a good thing I'm doing this show today because I won't be laughing. When I laugh, I cough immediately. So. All right. Here's a text that says, this is worse than Office Space. Next week, you'll be broadcasting from the basement. I hear some people that say people are texting in saying it sounds okay, that our new studio sounds okay.
You know, we know the text line is good now because it's you suck, you're the best one after the other.
Yes. All right. Well, we got a lot going on the show this morning. As Captain Bandwagon, I feel it is my responsibility to get you ready for game number one of the World Series tonight, and we will do that throughout the morning. And at 7:30, it's Nancy Know-It-All, an opportunity for the Know-It-All who is in the studio with us every day to help one of you who is facing one of life's great dilemmas. So that'll happen at 7:30 on today's show. At 8, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message directed at the L.A. Dodgers or any other topic. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463, and we'll play your voicemail messages back at 8. All right, well, we're giving things a try for day two here in the new studio, and it is delightful to be back. I say this all the time. I don't care if it's vacation or a sick day. It's nice to sleep in, but then along about 9 or 10 o'clock, I miss you people. I really do.
You do not.
I do.
You lost your mind yesterday with all the technical glitches. You've been flipping out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Here's a 617 text that says, Greg, you sounded better when you did the whole show via cell phone from Ireland.
Come on.
That's terrible.
Well, it takes a lot of get. Listen, we had to move all of the technology a block and a half, and the engineering staff only had about 6 months to prepare for it. So,
not all moved, guy.
Why would you expect that everything would be perfect with just that? They need big dig time on projects like this. They need a full.
Another 12 years?
Yeah, they need like 12 or 13 years. But anyway, it's good to be here, and if you'd like to call and you'd like to be on the show, the new number is 617-764-9223. Is it possible that none of you could inform Scott from Weymouth what the new phone-in number is so that we don't have to hear from him? Did he already call yesterday?
But he was not the first caller. We had someone who was adamant yesterday morning about not letting Scott be the first caller on the new studio line on the show. So that was good.
And so he was not the first caller, but he does know the number.
Sorry.
We should have given it the new phone who dis to Scott. But yeah, that's our new number, 617-764-9223. And let's see. Here's a text wondering how many extension cords we have running through the studio right now.
About a million.
Well, we got boxes all over the place and crates that have to be unloaded.
Sure.
And you know how it goes when you move.
So you weren't here yesterday to set up your new office. Are you happy with where it is?
My office?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm very happy. I requested my office because there was a bit of irony involved. And when we came over to look at the offices, there was one office that was still being used like once a month by a former radio guy who used to run WBCN and who was not very nice to those of us here at WAAF when we were an up-and-coming radio station.
Oh. Really?
Challenging
him up,
challenging them. No, he only came in like once a month, so he still had an off, like some kind of a. You know how they give you the golden parachute deal?
Yeah.
This guy's name is Tony Berardini, and they give you like a golden parachute deal where you have an office that you can use later on into your career. It's like the last thing that you have left.
I want to get one of those, by the way.
Yeah, so you don't have to. Yeah, so you have a place that you can go like once a month. So I said, I want that office.
Of course you did.
And everybody harumped their way around. And then finally I got it.
Yes.
So
yes, great.
What do you call that? Irony show?
I call it dancing on your grave.
Yes.
All those things.
So you have your own office.
Of course I do, Lyndon. What would you expect? I contribute to the bottom line revenue.
While the rest of us slum.
I'll be taken to management. I'm sure that they'll be very happy to accommodate you.
Like
whatever
35
you
people in our office.
Do you really need another excuse to do a lap after the show and be like, you guys need anything? Y'all set?
Oh, there's
all right,
no.
I'm gonna take
not
off.
Not like I spent a lot of time in the office.
Yeah, right. I don't know what you would need an office for, but I'm sure that...
Deleting emails.
I'm sure that they could,
I think one of the funniest things is that when we left the old studios, I said to myself, I'm like, you know...
Yeah?
I've never answered my office phone for like the last 20 years.
Did you call yourself big guy?
No one even knows that I exist.
Oh, they do.
I think they do. There are a few creditors that are looking for you. Lucid Lindy, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Well, it is, it's Tuesday and you got the new number. Of course, you can still text us anytime you want on the text line, which is 97107. Coming up in just a moment, bag rustling rage leads to violence at the symphony.
Whoa.
Oh, you know how annoying that could be? If you're making your monthly appearance at the symphony. So
Niles, be quiet.
We will
get to that. Let's see. Here's a 508 text asking if LB remembered to have his Boston Herald subscription address changed to the new studio for the award-winning sports. And, yes, he's holding up the Herald right there.
There it is.
And it says Beat LA.
And that, so, I got to thank Scal, the Scalski.
Scal's one of our producers. Not the actual scale.
Yeah, the actual scale.
Let's see. Here's a 617 text that says, quit your kvetching, Greg. Need I remind you about the old Westboro studio? Well, yeah. Listen, this is a beautiful studio. It's a big studio. We have a brand new digital clock. Now, I don't know how to... I'm like a millennial. I don't know how to tell time unless it's digital. So I'm glad that we now have a digital clock. And we have all kinds of... The only problem is I can't stare deep into Danielle's beautiful brown eyes. Or
for
what are they? Are they brown?
Hazel.
Hazel. I have hazel eyes, too.
Aw, fist bump across the room. LB's so far away from me now.
I know. You guys put me all the way over here.
Yeah, that was the reason for that.
LB, did you change the address on your penthouse subscription? A texter wants.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We get to do that, actually.
Although somebody's going to be freaking out over there across the street.
Yeah, LB left an old man pile of penthouse magazines
just for the record, because he was in the studio with us. Yeah. Kevin Barbary. That's Kevin Barbary's lifetime subscription.
Oh, that's his, not yours.
Yeah, that's not mine.
Well, it is World Series game number one tonight,
yeah.
And let me give you the weather. If you're headed to the game like this lifelong Red Sox
fan,
then make sure.
What?
What do you mean? Of course. It's just
such a shame. You're going to go to game one of the World Series and leave after the third inning.
No, I'll be there for a reasonable amount of time tonight. Of course I'm going to go. I was there in 04. I was there in 13. And, of course, I'll be there tonight. Are you kidding me?
Did you sell one of your children to get a ticket?
I was able to obtain tickets for this evening. I'm not going to reveal how I was able to. They were in my office. They were in my new office. All right. When I walked in today, there were a couple tickets on my desk. So, listen, if you're going to the game tonight, you're going to want to bundle up. The weather is brought to you by Account Temps, and it's going to be cloudy today. There's going to be some rain, which begins this afternoon. And the temperature will get up to 50 today. However, that rain may linger around first pitch time. The game time temperature tonight will be 40.
Oh.
Finding highly skilled accounting and finance professionals can be a challenge. Account Temps can help. With Account Temps' extensive network of accounting and finance contractors, you can be sure to find the right person for your exact hiring needs. Visit accounttemps.com to learn more. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. Yes, LB.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to congratulate Will and his buddies. They got to fly the World Series banner on the Green Monster.
That's awesome.
At Fenway. They unfolded it.
Yeah.
And then they hoisted it. And really, really cool stuff.
Nice.
The do we believe that the weather is an advantage for the Red Sox, or do we believe that there's no benefit?
No, of course.
You think it is?
Yeah, I think it might be. Yeah. Although Kershaw was out there last night warming up in shorts.
Yeah.
Doing a aggressive bullpen session, if you will.
That's not code in this particular case.
I think the park itself is going to be a challenge because I don't think the Dodgers haven't played. We didn't play them all season, and like half the team has never played at Fenway Park.
Right.
Yeah.
So you've got all those nooks and crannies in there that the Sox know very well. But that might be an advantage.
I think it's all about Chris Sale and if his shoulder's legit.
Right.
Well. Here's a text that says it's pretty messed up that you're not bringing Mr. Baseball with you tonight, Greg. Mr. Baseball likes to watch in his home luxury box.
That's
He's made that clear.
Yes.
He will be at home.
No lines.
What are you serving tonight?
Tonight will be a fine assortment of possibly garlic wings and buffalo wings.
Those
are my favorite to watch any kind
of
game. And I've yet to figure out what kind of beer I'm going to drink. I'm going to be up late, so I'm going to take it light.
You are?
Low alcohol. Maybe a session, if you will.
Yeah, 8:09 like first pitch.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
We have some audio from last night. Mookie Betts trying to remain calm, trying to keep it casual, attended the Celtics game last night, and here is Mookie.
Just relaxing, pretty much after tomorrow I won't be doing anything, so I enjoy these couple of days and come support a team here at home.
How are the nerves?
They're not here yet, once we get to tomorrow I think they'll definitely be ready to go.
The Celtics known for their positionless basketball. Is there a chance we'll see you at second base in L.A.?
Who knows? That's above my pay grade. I just go out and go wherever they tell me to go.
And Mookie, just as we're standing here, the fans chanting MVP. What are the fans like in this town, and what are you hearing from people heading into this series?
Obviously, just good luck. I think we have the best fans in really all sports. They support us in every way, and it's going to be 40 degrees, but I'm sure it's going to be a packed house tomorrow.
Brad Stevens said your team just looks like a champion. Where is the confidence at right now?
It's sky high. We have a great group of guys, a great manager, great front office. Everybody has confidence in us, and there's no reason for us to not have confidence in ourselves.
Yeah,
there you go. Your Boston
pretty,
Red Sox,
pretty calm.
Yeah, sounds pretty calm. Pretty ready. Pretty much ready to go. I think
MVP, World Series MVP.
Oh, let's.
He's gonna be a stud, dude.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, "Greg, you're going to get pneumonia tonight." I would answer that by saying it's nice and warm indoors at Fenway Park.
You are killing me.
How do you get pneumonia from eating a nice hot dog?
Right?
And the endless hot dog tray.
Don't be worried about that.
With your back to the actual field. Watching it on television above the bar with the greatest bartender of all time.
Yes.
Johnny!
I will be upstairs hanging out with John.
Of course you will.
The bartender outside the, what's it called? The EMC Club. Here's a text that says, humor us, Captain Bandwagon, and name 9 of the starting 9 on the Boston Red Sox. Well, we don't have time for that. We're up against the clock.
Is Mookie going to play second?
Maybe Mookie Betts is going to play second. Then you got Benintendi, and of course
the outfield. Name the outfield.
I don't pay much attention to the outfield, LB. You got Mr. Brocktober, who's in there sometimes. Rock and roll. And you got Chris Sale and David Price.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're into the pitchers.
I'm into pitching. That's kind of like the finer points of the game. Yeah. I've been a lifelong fan.
Who's catching?
Catcher tonight will probably be Schmarf Schmanderschmann.
Oh, yeah, they just brought him up.
They brought him up from Pawtucket just for tonight.
Schmanderson.
You know why? Because he's great against lefties.
Oh.
Is that it?
Yeah. Is Nick Kershaw a lefty? What's his name?
Kershaw.
I could earmuff Nick Kershaw right now if we have – is my iPod over here? I don't even know if we
did they move your iPod?
I don't know if we unpacked that
box. It needs a whole room.
Who's Nick Kershaw?
Clayton Kershaw's pitching for the Dodgers.
Yeah, Nick Kershaw had an awful lot of hits in the 80s, LB.
Really?
Yes.
That's why you're a musicologist.
Well, let me
kid.
Fire this thing up. We might as well see if this thing works. What time is it? 6:34?
The new studio. Glitches.
Does our new program director know that I earmuff things during the show or not? Does he mention that? Or
he didn't mention it in our brief meeting yesterday. Okay. I think maybe he'll be all right with it. We'll see.
All right. Well, let me see if... all right. That's good. You can hear me clicking through to find a Nick Kershaw song. And this is not the picture of the L.A. Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw. This is Nick Kershaw.
Oh, God.
Wow. 1983. Top 40 hit. I wasn't sick. I do Casey Kasem.
Remember this.
I feel like the Magic 106.7 people are going to freak out because they actually play this.
I got it bad. You don't know how bad you got it. You got it easy. You don't know when you've got it good. It's getting harder. Just keeping life and soul together.
Text that says, it's not cool that you're not taking Mr. Baseball to the game. He watches every single game.
Will you people stop ticket shaming?
I mean, I know they are ticket just shaming. Stop it. They are ticket shaming me.
Do you think the Magic people would freak out worse about that or when a member of our show inadvertently dropped an F-bomb in the hallway while they were broadcasting with the door open yesterday because he couldn't find the crate with his headphones?
Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah.
Let me guess who that was. Yeah.
Where are those neighbors, Greg?
I'm over here.
Yes. Why don't you shut the window now, Linda? The new neighbors have moved in.
That was great, though, that the door was closed like 2 seconds later.
All right. Well, let us get to the news. And the news this hour from the new studio, day number two, is brought to you by...
Your local Mercedes-Benz dealers now offering a complimentary first month's payment on select vehicles. But hurry, this offer ends soon. Find your local dealer and view inventory at mbusa.com. Brought to you also by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Simply download the free Spot Hero app and reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance. You'll save time and get everywhere much easier. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code WHEEL. That's promo code WHEEL. So the president was at a rally for Ted Cruz last night in Houston. And... you know, back on the campaign trail, Donald Trump had referred to Ted Cruz as Lion Ted.
Right.
He's got a new nickname for him because he's in Ted Cruz's corner.
Okay.
Okay. I'll let the president speak for himself with the new nickname.
He's not Lion Ted anymore. He's Beautiful Ted.
Beautiful
he's
Ted.
He's Texas. I call him Texas Ted.
Well, you know what? People make up all the time.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you don't like somebody and all of a sudden they're your best friend. What's the saying? Keep your friends close and keep your enemies closer.
Yes.
That's what they say. So
I like Beautiful Ted.
It's good that they worked out.
Yes. Now, the president also talked yesterday about the caravan of migrants, the thousands of Honduran migrants making their way up toward the U.S. border, and said that he had tweeted about the U.S. cutting aid to 3 Central American countries because they failed to stop this caravan from heading toward the border.
Uh-huh.
And the president blames the Democrats.
Do you know how the caravan started? Does everybody know what this means? I think the Democrats had something to do with it. And in that caravan, you have some very bad people. You have some very bad people. And we can't let that happen to our country. And it's not.
How many people are there in this caravan?
Seen estimates as high as 6,000. I'm not sure what the current estimate is. But
and how many vehicles is it? Is it like...
zero.
Is it like
it's all on foot. They're just picking up people as they go.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Do they know when they're arriving? I mean, isn't it going to be obvious if
yeah,
they all arrive
much.
At the same border point? Right. Or are they planning to, like, split up at the very end? Like, we'll get a mile away from the border.
And then scatter.
And then we're going to scatter.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be like, Stadies, let's get out of here.
I mean, I think it's going to be somewhat obvious when they all arrive at the exact same time and try to get across. I mean, maybe the first two will get in before they realize what's going on.
Right.
But there's 6,000 right. of them. All right. What else is in the news this morning, Danielle?
Well, Mega Millions drawing again tonight. Current jackpot sits at $1.6 billion with
love
a B.
It.
That is a $904 million cash option. Drawing happens at 11 p.m. tonight. Convenience stores, all lottery outlets have been very busy with people chasing the dream of becoming a lottery.
You gotta get after it.
Did you know that it is possible for you to buy every single possible combination and still actually make some money in the lottery tonight? I'm going to tell you at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
How you can go out and buy every single possible combination and still net out some winning lottery money. All right? So I'll give you the information coming up just after 7.
Well, hurry up because I got to buy World Series tickets.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Standing
yes.
room only.
Yes. Standing room only is about $1 billion, isn't
That's
it?
What are the tickets running?
I think standing room last I saw was $1,200.
$1,200 for standing room
yeah.
only?
Yeah, standing room only.
Maybe I'll seats sell my like... tickets. You think maybe I should sell mine as opposed to going? Would that be all right? Or what's, I mean.
I don't think Joe would approve of that.
You don't think so?
No.
So it's $1,200 for standing room only.
Yeah.
And then the good seats are what, 10 grand, 15 grand or
something? No, they're like 100. Yeah. Dugout seats are like 120,000.
Really?
Oh, they are 100.
Good Lord, Batman.
No. You could buy a house.
Yeah, yes,
well,
could. Well,
Greg
no.
could buy like a bathroom addition
oh,
of a closet.
Oh, that's true. Right, yeah.
All right.
Depends on your taste.
We have more news to get to, and at 7, the $1,000 hauler is happening. So I'll give you a text code word that you can text in to win $1,000 cash, and that happens at the top of every single hour right up until 7 o'clock tonight. So you're looking at the opportunity to, if you're not going to win Mega Millions, to at least win $1,000 cash. So that is coming up at 7 on today's Hillman Morning Show, which is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you could go to EchoStore.com. Well, this is Jeremy on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Jeremy?
What's up, fellas?
How are you?
Danielle, how's it going?
Here.
Happy Tuesday,
Jeremy. It's World Series Day. We need an official, some kind of an official designation from the governor or the mayor about it being World Series Day. I'm gonna work on that later.
All right. Yeah. Now I was just calling. I heard you guys talking about cheapest tickets you found were about $1,200. I got this app on my phone. It's called like Game Time. You get an outfield grandstand ticket for $354 a piece right now.
Yeah. People were texting in during the break about ticket prices dropping just a little bit. So they were. They were saying that somebody was texting in that somebody that they work with literally just purchased bleacher seats for $675 a piece. And so got those from Ace Ticket. So there are
that's
some.
That's so pricey. I mean, I'll be sleeping by 9 o'clock anyway. But
and
I'm gonna try to stick out some of it, you know.
StubHub has dugout seats for $10,800. That's a real bargain.
Mm. Yeah, but the closer you get to the game, the cheaper the tickets are gonna be.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
It's like going to the Super Bowl. If you don't mind missing like the opening kickoff in the national anthem, you
right.
can get a ticket for $100.
Yeah, it's the
but
opposite.
But 3 days before, it's like $7,000.
It's the opposite of me. I always catch the anthem in the first quarter, and then I'm gone by the second quarter of the Super Bowl. I mean, that's the way to do it.
How about tonight when you leave? I'll be outside.
Yes.
I'll be in front of the cask. You just hand me something like
we'll trade tickets
yeah,
outside
some,
the baseball
yeah, do
tavern.
Something like
okay.
that. Yeah, that'd
yeah,
be great.
I'm fine with that. All right. Well, it is good to be back, and I'm sorry that I missed the first day in the new studio yesterday.
So it's not really like you to be sick. What exactly was wrong?
Well, you know, I had the cough yesterday, and I had the cough last week, and then on Friday night I attended an amazing event that was conducted for the Greg Hill Foundation, which the FC Stars Soccer Club, which is the club that my lovely daughter Julia played soccer for when she was growing up, they did a soccer-thon.
Oh, cool.
And they did it to raise money for the foundation. And so that was Friday night, and it was I was freezing my you-know-what off all Friday night outside. And then Saturday I went up to St. Lawrence because it was Julia's last, believe it or not, her last home game ever as a college soccer player, which unless they get a playoff game, which they probably will, but her last regular season home game, and it was senior night, so they had a big party and dinner thing afterwards in honor of the seniors and everything. But that, it was freezing up in St. Lawrence. It was snowing up in the Adirondacks.
Oh, of course. It's Canadian border.
So then Saturday night, I could not, when I got back to the hotel, I was coughing and I could not, you know how you can't stop coughing? And I could not get, and then it just got worse and worse as Sunday progressed. So I didn't want to come in and get everybody sick. You know,
what a generous guy.
Here's a text that says, way too much info, just like LB, he's lying. No, I'm telling you, it's not too much info.
You still sound stuffy.
I'm not too bad right now. It's not too bad, and I wasn't coughing up horrendous parts of my lung and everything this morning like I was yesterday morning. So Danielle, there's a case of a couple things I want to quick before we get to the case of bag rustling rage, which led to violence at the symphony. Couple things I want to mention. Number one. In 5 minutes, I have the $1,000 hauler for you. So I'll give you a code word that you can text in to win $1,000 cash, which will be great. It won't buy you World Series tickets, and it's not Mega Millions, but it'll be great. $1,000 cash. We're going to do that in 5 minutes.
It's a great tab at the baseball tavern.
100%. Yeah, you can go down there and hang out and watch the game and buy everybody a drink. And then during the 9 o'clock hour this morning, I am giving away tickets to see Disturbed. So make sure you're listening during the 9 o'clock hour today because I have tickets to see Disturbed that I will give to you. And then several texters want to know that why there's no full show podcast, and is that a new building thing, Shu?
Yeah, they didn't have some of our equipment ready in our production room back there.
Okay.
And so we were unable to do that. We will get all of them up, including yesterday's today.
It'll be up today.
Yeah, okay. We're going to get so put those them all of up you today. Who, sorry about that.
If you were searching for the full show podcast yesterday, I can't yell it because of my throat. You can.
Oh.
Full show podcast. Yeah. If you were searching for the full show podcast yesterday and you couldn't find it, it'll be up today. So there was an incident of violence at the symphony, which doesn't normally suffer that problem.
No.
And it was all due to a little bag rustling.
Yes.
You know.
So this happened in Sweden. Andres Nelsons was the conductor. He's the music director for the orchestra, the symphony orchestra in Sweden, and also here at the BSO in Boston. So he was going through this adagietto, which is a 10-minute piece that builds and builds and builds. It goes slowly, but it's been described as a large-scale journey. So for the people who go to the symphony, this is, you know, one of the big moments.
Yeah, of course.
So this woman in the balcony, as this is starting, is rustling through her bag to get some gum. So the guy sitting next to her gives her, you know how when you're at a concert or a show or a movie and people are talking and you kind of shoot them the look a few times?
Yeah.
Guy next to her did this. She didn't take the hint. So he grabbed the bag from her and threw it onto the floor from the balcony.
Oh, my God.
Okay? So the people down below are like, whoa, a rump. So she waits until this adagietto finishes 10 minutes later. And then whacks the guy in the face, knocking off his glasses.
Oh, his glasses.
What? She hit a man with glasses? That's personally offensive to me.
Then the woman's male companion grabbed the man by the shirt and began to punch him.
Oh, of course.
Other patrons had to get involved in order to stop the fists from flying.
I hope nobody spilled their Chablis or their pate or anything.
I hope not either. So that kind of spilled out into the hallway. Uh-huh. So the venue in Sweden had to republish a list of do's and don'ts for symphony goers.
They probably don't have tight security in the mosh pit at the symphony in Sweden, right?
Not so much. Anybody can fight it out. Jump in there,
Their thing. Was this brawl in tails and gown?
Oh, I would assume so.
That's hilarious.
I would assume so. Jewels flying everywhere.
That's the equivalent of somebody spilling somebody's beer at a rock show.
Yeah, right.
Rustling
exactly.
Gum. Okay.
Well, symphonies are tight quarters, too. They jam me in there.
Isn't for you anything a tight quarter? I mean, no disrespect, but you know what
Not
I mean.
That guy.
Day one back, fat joke number one. Now, because I go to the Pops with Lynn drags me and the family to the Pops, and they put you in the little mini chairs with the mini tables, and
on
they
the floor.
Jack you right up to the stage.
Yeah. Well, you got to fit all those fancy people in there, I'll be.
All right. It is 6:59, and if you'd like to be on the show from the new studio, you got to call a different number than you have been used to for the last 30-something years. The new number is 617-764-9223. That is 617-764-9223. WAAF text number remains the same. You can text us anytime on the text line, which is 97107.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.